Good morning, friends, and welcome to the healing room. As you can hear, my voice has not healed completely yet in the realm of speech. Sometimes, like now, I have an interesting accent, and then suddenly I will lose this, and words become indiscernible, dysarthria kicks in. My neurons don't make the best contact with the muscles in my jaw, tongue, and throat. And so my speech becomes garbled. What is dependable, for sure, is that my voice, when it comes to singing, as this is controlled by a different part of the brain, is perfectly fine. Don't you think brains are wonderfully mysterious? Being human is wonderfully mysterious. Well, since song is my strength, as is the source who guides me, all of us, and I don't know if words will be accessible for me on Friday, I've decided that our practice today will be one that is ancient and found in many spiritual traditions across the world and across time. And so we will enter silence through the gate of chant. Now, because we are an interfaith group, it seems logical to me to use a practice that I know from my own spiritual tradition called Nigun. And Nigun is wordless chanting. It's a way of chanting that carries us deep, deep, deep into our hearts. So this is how we're going to practice. And I'll begin first with a repetitive chant that you can follow, and I hope you will join me, because really it is the act of vocalizing wordlessly that makes this process really work. So I'll begin by singing a single line, and then I'll overdub my own voice so that you have the same sense that we would have if we were actually sitting in a circle chanting together, of feeling and hearing the vibrations of others joining into the chant. Feel free to add your own unique harmony as the chant continues. And so we'll do this. We'll chant and then allow that to be, as I said before, our gateway into silence, our usual practice. First, let's begin with attention to our breath, as we always do. Exhaling completely. Inhaling. Exhaling. Allowing face, eyes, jaws to be relaxed, soft. And when we're done with the chant, and we do enter that sacred silent space, continue paying attention to your breath as your anchor, something we've discussed in the past. Breath is the anchor to our home harbor, that sacred space within each one of us. Just noticing the breath arising and falling away. send us thoughts into our minds, or emotions are strong, or sensations. Notice them. Allow them to be. And then watch them pass. Again, that imagery of a wave of the ocean, right? Dropping that anchor. Everything flows like water. And that includes the thoughts and emotions and sensations that come and go. So notice them. And then return to your breath. And then at the end of our practice, as always, I'll ring a chime. So we know it is time to re-enter the rest of our day.
Yeah.
No matter what challenges arise in our lives, and they will, of this we can be certain. May we all learn to be present, to simply stay with what is, not run, not hide, not struggle. Instead, may we open to our fragile nature, embrace life just as it is, and recognize that these tender places will heal, are healing. Everything is temporary. Everything is in transition. Our brokenness is our greatest strength. It allows us to live our lives with patience, loving kindness, humility, understanding, and compassion for ourselves and all beings. I look forward to our next gathering of the Healing Womb, whether it is a live phone session or pre-recorded, that remains to be seen. But we'll gather again on April 13th.